Joining me today is Dr. Teresa Nicasio. She is the author of Yum! Plant-Based Recipes for a Gluten-Free Diet, a psychologist, and a gourmet raw food chef and nutrition educator. She's won numerous awards, including the 2015 Gourmet World Cookbook Award as the best diet book in Canada and a prestigious 2016 Best in the World Award for the same category. She's passionate about public awareness and empowerment. Teresa also offers her expertise as a wellness specialist to the community as a magazine columnist, public speaker, radio and TV guest, as well as contributing through social media and her blog, yumfoodforliving.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cassio.
Oh, thank you, Christine. I'm really, really excited to talk today about our topic.
Yes, which is self-love. Well, why do you think it is generally often said you have to love yourself or love yourself more?
You know, I'm so glad you raised that question, Christine, because talk about an impossible task to do. What, you know, I think when people say that, they don't even really know what that means, because we have these expectations about loving ourselves and loving each other, but we don't articulate really the nuts and bolts, but we instead shift to a place of judgment because we can never love ourselves enough, right? So we kind of set ourselves up for an impossible ideal. But I before you and I were just chatting about what is self-love, and I think that instead of having this concept that doesn't have any clear meaning that is achievable, I like to break it down to what is achievable, and I think about love, self-love, actually love of others, love of anyone, is more, if we can think about it more as acceptance. Acceptance of who we are, acceptance of all our foibles and imperfections, as well as release some of the expectations and judgments we have of ourselves, then that translates into a more of a loving orientation and attitude for ourselves, which leads us to being to the other aspects, I think, of self-loving, which is more of a verb, of being kinder with ourselves, being more able to receive pleasure and receive love and acceptance and kindness from others as well.
I mean, is it a problem with our society when we look at, for example, fashion magazines and you're thinking, yeah, I want to look like that. I want to be like that.
Yeah. So then again, that's another place of expectations or judgment. Even if you judge and say, oh, that looks good, that looks, I want to look like that. And then we start to compare ourselves. This is, fashion magazines can be, they don't have to be, but they can be fertile land for people to move to that place of self-judgment and self-loathing, particularly around their body image. And you probably know that I'm now a contributor to a magazine that has a fashion element, the Blush Vancouver magazine. And one of the things I really appreciate about it is that it's not just about fashion in the conventional way, but they're really about wellness and embracing a very different vision of empowerment for women and self-loving, kindness and breaking out of the mold, the traditional mold of quote-unquote fashion and beauty.
I mean, Dr. Nicasio, what are some tips? Don't compare yourself to others is a good example. Taking a course.
Yeah, self-comparison is deadly. In fact, it's one of the comparisons. When we compare ourselves with others, there's something called nonviolent communication. And in that, that's a whole other world. But in nonviolent communication, one of the tenets is non-comparison. And if you think about it, when we compare ourselves, when we compare anyone, when we compare people, including ourselves, with anyone else, it is actually an act of violence, an emotionally violent sort of way of thinking. So absolutely, non-comparison and embracing ourselves with all our quirkiness, with all of our uniqueness is a really wonderful thing to do. I think about it, I mentioned about the acceptance. And the acceptance of who we are in that non-judgmental way as one of the keys. So that's one element. But also in nurturing a mentality and attitude of compassion. Compassion for ourselves and each other, for who we are as beings in that experience of living. And there's not going to be perfection with that. And so those are a couple of things. But you know, the other thing that is one of my catch-alls for feeling better and loving ourselves, loving each other better too, more, is gratitude.
Mm.
You wouldn't think about that, but just the gratitude about it, with the example of the body image you mentioned, if you think about gratitude for your body, and you know with your running, all the work we do around running and exercise, gratitude for you know what we're able to do with our bodies, that we're able to hold someone, hug someone, or be hugged, to be able to exercise, whether it's running or dancing or bicycling or
cooking,
or just,
you know.
Pardon?
Cooking, you know, because that's meditative, yes. You know. With, you know, creating recipes and...
Yes, creating recipes, creating anything that we have a mind that is part of our body, right? That we have this capacity for living. So when we enter into that sort of that mental set and mental orientation of gratitude, it really doesn't leave room for expectations and judgment, but it leaves room for the experiencing and the pleasure-based living that actually fills us with that inner joy and sensation that I think is a translation of love in the physical manifestation.
Right, and you know, I find... cooking is meditative. It helps me create, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, because you are a raw food chef, and that is wonderful. So I think it's just finding a hobby, something you like, and I like running, and that is something is therapeutic, not just for your mind, body, and soul. And I think if you feel thankful every day or gratitude, it helps you, I guess, not to compare yourself to others, correct?
Yeah. But, you know, I really like you brought up the cooking piece, because if you think about food, we oftentimes think about food in such a materialistic, commodity sort of way. But food is actually who we are. It connects us with the planet. It connects us with the earth. It connects us with everything that has been, everything that is, and everything that will be. And so when we have that it's almost a spiritual sort of orientation of appreciation of what is emerging from the earth, that we have the opportunity, the privilege to receive what our bodies, minds, souls need in order to be here and do the beautiful work that we do, that you know, cooking itself becomes a bit of a sacred act. And then when you can create and make it an artistic act, and for me, also a problem-solving act because of having food sensitivities and challenges and knowing a lot of other people and helping people who do, that it becomes so much more than this thing that you just, you know, shove down your mouth. You know, you make food there, or you get food and you just shove it in your mouth. No. You receive it and you mindfully embrace this privilege of connecting with the planet, and so it's totally transformative. And then it changes, then we think about you're nourishing your body. That's another way of loving ourselves, is to give ourselves what we need, whether it's through the food that we eat or the interactions we have with others, or exposing ourselves to beauty that makes us feel good, that nourishes our soul.
Mm-hmm.
So food comes in many forms, not just in that which we put in our mouth, but it's what we allow into our eyes, into our ears, into our noses, onto our skin, you know, those sensual pleasures.
Wow. I mean, Dr. Nicasio, what a great information. And if people want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Yeah, so you mentioned I have a blog that's yumfoodforliving.com. I have an email that has the exact same words. Yeah, it's info at yumfoodforliving.com, FOODFORLiving.com. But I also, I'm all over the social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on just about every, you know, I've got a YouTube channel, and you just put my name, which is Teresa Nicasio. Yeah, if you Google that, you're going to see all kinds of ways that you can connect with me.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and I'd like to have you come back.
I would love to come back, Christine.
And we can talk about other topics, which I'm sure we can.
Absolutely. There's so much we can talk about.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me here, Christine.
Thank you.